cobra, don't you know you're gonna shut him down? I took my cobra down to the track, hitched to the back of my Cadillac. Everyone was there just waiting for me. There were plenty of stingrays and XKs. You know you're gonna shut them down. When the flag went down, you could hear rubber burn. The stingray had me going into the turn. I hung a big ship and I got into high. And when I flew by the stingray, I waved bye-bye. You know you're gonna shut them down. Around the far turn in the straightaway, I was blowing off everything that got in my way. The stingrays and jags were so far behind, I took my cobra out of gear and let it close to the line. You know you're gonna shut them down. Shut them down. Shut them down. Shut them down.
This is John from the 4019s, and you're listening to The Mockster on WRCT. Rock on.
Go.
Cause I'm a teenage tiger and a
Cramps wrapping up that set of music. Little Goo Goo Muck for you here on 88.3 FM WRCT. Before the Cramps, 4019's in there from their latest release, New Roaring 20s with Go Little GTO. You know what? You might be able to go see the 4019's next month. They have three dates in November that they are going to be in town. So check the WRCT.org concert calendar for details on that. And speaking of, like, cars, like GTO, how about the Ripcords doing Hey Little Cobra, another car track, car song for you. Start the entire set with the 5678s and doing their version of Woohoo here on the Viva Lamach radio program. Got about 18 minutes before the top of the hour. A little show called Viva Lamach. Yeah, it's only rock and roll. That's what we play here on WRCT.
Yeah, I fuck up the battle. garden party to reminisce with my old friends. A chance to share old memories and play our songs again. When I got to the garden party, they all knew my name. No one recognized me. I didn't look the same. But it's all right now. I learned my lesson well. You see, you can't please everyone, so you got to please yourself. People came from miles around. Everyone was there. Yoko brought a walrus. There was magic in the air. And over in the corner, much to my surprise, Mr. Hughes hidden Dylan's shoes, wearing his disguise. But it's all right now. I learned my lesson well.
Ricky Nelson, or I think at by that point he was just going by Rick Nelson. Wrapping up that set of music with a Garden Party. Don't know if you know the actual story behind that song, Garden Party. So pull up a chair. I'm going to tell it to you. It was actually 50 years ago today. There was a show at Madison Square Garden. It was Richard Nader's Rock and Roll Revival Concert, and it featured Ricky Nelson, Chuck Berry, Bo Diddley, Bobby Rydell were all on the bill. So Ricky Nelson comes out to play, and he comes out, you know, it's 1971. He comes out dressed like it's 1971. He's got like a purple velvet shirt on, and he's got bell bottoms, and his hair's down to his shoulders. And he kicks off the set with Hello Mary Lou, because, you know, that it was a rock and roll revival. But then he went into another song, which was, he called it Country Honk, but what it was a country version of Honky Tonk Woman, the Rolling Stones song. And the audience started to boo. Yeah. So there's some reports that they were booing because there was some police activity in the back. But Ricky Nelson thought it was regarding him and kind of booing him off the stage. So he left, walked off stage, never came back. So Then he wrote this song about it. So as you're listening to the lyrics of the song, and I know now you got to go like I wasn't, but now I'm going to have to. Yeah, you listen to the lyrics of the song, and he name drops Yoko. He references John Lennon. He talks about I forget what the lyric is. It's something like Mr. Hughes hid in Dylan's shoes, wearing the disguise. And what that actually was his next door neighbor was George Harrison, who used the alias of Hughes whenever he would go out and about or stay in hotels and such. And apparently George Harrison was working on an album of all Bob Dylan covers. And it never came into fruition, but that was his reference there. There's a ton more references, but anyway, let me just tell you what else was in that set of music outside of Garden Party. The McCoys doing their version of Richie Valens, Come On, Let's Go. Also played the Dave Clark 5 doing a cover of The Contours' Do You Love Me. Dave Edmunds with his version of I Hear You Knocking. And speaking of the Rolling Stones kicked off that entire set because it's only rock and roll here on 88.3 FM, WRCT Pittsburgh.
Hello, I'm Dr. Ruth Westheimer. And if you listen to WRCT Pittsburgh, you know that in most cases, size does not matter.
Everybody ready?
Mm-hmm.
Welcome to Whiskey Before Breakfast Radio, or the Roost Program, depending on where you are listening. I am Mando Richard, and I'm not able to make it into the studio today, so I'm going to pre-record today's show, and I'm sure you will enjoy it. Let's get that liquored up set started, shall we? It's all going to be songs about the bottle. First one's from Junior Siskin, Rambler's Choice. If the bottle was a Bible.
For 2 years, that old man lives in here, drinks all night and peels off all the labels. I sit back and watch him go as he lines them up all in a row. Side by side, he sets them at his table. I bet he's memorized those words printed on the side. God knows that man has read those lines 1,000 times. Imagine what he'd know if the bottle was a Bible. I bet he's drank flesh is weaker than what they're pouring. And right there in that bar, he'd have revival if the bottle was a Bible. Prophet to the drinking man in a haze of neon lights and tortured souls. But for him, it's gin and misery, dying in her love and memory, since he laid her in that field of granite stones. Tempting fruit is best left on the vine. She'd probably turn the water into wine. I bet he's drained the River Jordan. The
snout or pop a can, then I'm just fine. I can meet a friend or two, it helps to take my mind off you. It's my home away from home, where I've lived since you've been gone.
In the house of bottles and cans,
the jukebox moans a sound that takes me to the point. Somebody shares my feeling, his love's like mine, just in love. I'll never know. Here's my feeling, his love's like mine, just in the last. I'll never know what I don't know, I only know that I'm alone. In the house of bottles and cans, in the house of
hope in the midst of an overwhelming situation.
Alcoholism is a disease that can affect any family. Everyone suffers, but there is help and hope at Al-Anon Family Groups.
Al-Anon gave me my life back. I'm a better father and husband.
Are you in an overwhelming situation because of someone else's drinking?
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Local and virtual meetings are available. Maybe one could work for you. Call 1-866-200-0033 or visit alanon.org/hope.
Good evening, friends. You're listening to Whiskey Before Breakfast with Mandolin Richard. No, it's Mando Richard, isn't it?
For sure.
Cut! I don't do well under pressure, people! Give him a quart. Hello, friends. Brian Oberlin here. You're listening to Whiskey Before Breakfast with Mando Richard, the finest name in all the mandolin business.
Thank you. I got one more $2 Agave tequila bottle to keep you off my mind for one more day. No more heartache, sorrow, till the sun comes up tomorrow and reminds me that your loving's gone away. Is this your first time in Reynosa? Barman pours my double shot. There's a girl who's staring at me. She's standing over by the bed. She calls me over with her fingertip. Lights the smoke and takes my hand. Says I got one more.
Listening to Bigfoot play Chase the Squirrel from their 2012 record I've Got a Bulldog. And that's what you listen to while I tell you about our Look It Up set of music here on Whiskey Before Breakfast Radio or the Roots Program. If the Bottle Was a Bible is how we open up today's show from Junior Sisk and Rambler's Choice 2013 record The Story of the Day That I Died. Then you heard a great old song from Lester Flatt and the Nashville Grass, The House of Bottles and Cans, from Lester Flatt and the Nashville Grass's 1976 LP Heaven's Bluegrass Band. And after the PSA, you heard from Victor Furtado and his pals doing Dance All Night with a Bottle in Your Hand, from Victor Furtado's 2018 release Del Otro Island. And the last thing in the set was Green Thief doing Tequila Bottle from their 2020 record Gasoline. Peter Mulvey's going to start off the next set of music here on Whiskey Before Breakfast Radio or the Roots Program.
When this bird has flown, when spring has sprung, when what you used to know, like the back of your hand, isn't even on the tip of your tongue. When the chips have settled, when the dust is down, when you've washed off the grease paint and you're still a clown, who's gonna love you? Who's gonna love you now? Who's gonna love you? Who's gonna love you now? When the bottle is empty, when the money is gone, when you are just another angry old man shouting, get off of my lawn, when your tree has fallen and there was no one to hear it, when your heart is a cornered stray and you can't get near it, who's gonna love you? Who's gonna love you now? Bottom dollar has gone to the last top dog. When the princess has kissed you soundly and you are still a frog. When there's no way through, the only way is out. When it's all over but the shouting and you're too tired to shout. Who's gonna love you? Who's gonna love you now?
Like them. dog to show you the joy in a single moment. Nothing like a good love to make every moment worth it. So I was getting everyone left to come right where I am, shoulder to shoulder with you. As long as the rain turns to river in this canyon, this canyon turns my every word. I will sing it out, it echoes. I walk with you, I walk with you.
now. Things that sweet, they take more time to work out. I'll have to turn the honey upside down.
While you listen to P.S. Possibility of Squirrel from Julian Pinelli's 2019 record Bent Creek, let me tell you about that last set of music here on Whiskey Before Breakfast Radio or the Roots Program. Who's gonna love you now? This is a question Peter Mulvey asked back at the beginning of the set from his recent release, There Is Another World. Then from Ordinary Elephant's most recent record, it's a self-titled record on Berkelin, you heard Walk With You. Yes, Walk With You by Ordinary Elephant. And then you heard Wildflowers from Mark and Maggie O'Connor's 2024 record, Life After Life. Then, from the Pittsburgh area, you heard from Old Whitetail and Honey Upside Down from her EP just called Old Whitetail that she put out in 2022.
Every year, over 1 million fires burn in America. Fortunately, firefighters are on the job, saving life and property, and you can be a part of it. 7 out of 10 firefighters and emergency responders are volunteers. There's no typical firefighter. Anyone can volunteer to serve their community. Volunteering as a first responder is really about having the heart and drive to make a difference where it's needed most. Your community needs you. Are you ready to answer the call? Learn more and find local volunteer opportunities at makemeafirefighter.org.
You are listening to the Viva La Mock radio program here on 88.3 FM, WRCT Pittsburgh. My name is Paul. I am the Mockster. Thank you so much for tuning in at this time. Why? Because it is at this time each and every week. I do a thing called The Mock. What is The Mock? I take a word, artist, performer, theme. I take something and I play a bunch of cover songs, tribute songs, songs that somehow relate to said theme. I have a Terry Gilkinson mock to get to. A Terry Gilkinson, you're like, dude, you're digging. And I am digging, but I'm digging for good reasons. Tell you more about The Mock after I remind you that Attic Records is located in Millvale, and they join you in supporting WRCT. They're open 7 days a week. They provide new and used records and CDs from metal to reggae, hip-hop to doo-wop, and all stomps in between. Now, Attic Records is family-owned and operated. They pay for quality used records and CDs, and they have no collection too big or no collection too small that they're willing to pay for. Again, that's Attic Records in Millvale. You can reach them at 412-821-8484. But now we need to get into The Mock, this thing called The Mock. I'm putting Terry Gilkinson under the mock light. Now, back in the 1950s, he was in a band called the Easy Riders, a folky little band. But he wrote a bunch of songs outside of just the stuff for the Easy Riders that a lot of artists... I mean, in fact, Frankie Lane had a bunch of hits with his songs. So what I'm going to do is play covers of songs he has written... But that also means I'm not going to play the original version that so that Frankie Lane had the hit. I'm not playing his version. I'll play a different version. In fact, you might be hearing this song. Yeah, Dean Martin, but you're not going to hear Dean Martin's version of it. So sit back and listen and enjoy. We have a Terry Gilkinson mock coming your way right here on the Viva La Mock radio program. I'm going to start things off with a Scottish band Idlewild doing their version of Blue Mountain here in the Viva La Mock radio program.
My home, it was in Texas. My past you must not know. I seek a refuge from the law, where the sage and pinion grow. With shortened lope.